In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the numeric up-down extender controls that ship as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. The numeric up-down extender controls are a great way to provide nearly foolproof user input opportunity to your ASP.NET applications. One of the great things about the numeric up-down extender controls is that it can be used with a collection of different configurations to provide a user input opportunity that's more advanced than simply adding or subtracting one from a number that exists in a text box on your screen. So the numeric up-down extender control can be configured to any increment or decrement value that you want, but it can be used for non-numeric values, so you can actually offer a collection of reference values and have the user's actions on the up and down arrows iterate through those. You can even specify web service methods that are responsible for returning what the next and previous values should be based on the user's actions in the user interface. So you have control over the aesthetics as well. So in addition to using cascading style sheets, you can specify that you don't want to use the standard up-down button controls, but you want to use any other controls that are in your web form. So it's extremely flexible in terms of the options that it gives you to streamline the type of user input that you want to tailor for your application. So as always, to get started, we'll fire up Visual Web Developer Express. We'll select create a new website using the Ajax Control Toolkit website template. First thing that I'm going to do is include some image files and a style sheet. And of course, to use the classes defined in the style sheet, I need to create a reference, so I'll drag the file out of the Solutions Explorer and into the header section of my page. And now I can hop into design mode. The first thing that we're going to need, you can notice here in design mode here that we've picked up the default background from our CSS file, and the default background actually uses an image. So the first thing that we need to do is scroll down, find our Ajax Extensions Toolbox tab, and add an update panel. And then inside the update panel, we're going to be extending text boxes, so go ahead and add a text box to the form. And now we can go ahead and start to write out some of the code here. So the first thing I'm going to do is hop down in. Let's just add a couple of line of breaks to start spacing ourselves out a little bit. And I'm also going to add a couple after the text box so that when I cut and paste this code, it'll be well formatted. So the first thing you want to do is add a little text so that we can differentiate the three or four different implementation styles for the up-down control extender that we're going to demonstrate today. So we can say, enter a new numeric value and use the up-down buttons to increment or decrement. Okay, so we'll add a little configuration to our text box here. We want to specify default value, so we'll start with the number 3. I also want to specify a width so that all of these will be the same width, and we'll specify a width of 120. One other thing that I want to do here is normally specify styles in a CSS file, but I just want to hard code an alignment here. I want to make sure that the numbers or whatever the values that we're letting the user iterate through by pressing the up and down buttons, that they are centered in the text box. So we'll do that by just saying text align, and we'll set that equal to center, and that way that'll be hard coded as the default. Okay, now that we're ready to add our numeric up-down extender. So let's go down and find our Ajax Control Toolkit tab in our toolbox. And remember that if you don't have one of these, it's because there's no installer for the toolkit, so you have to manually create this tab. If you need some help in doing that, check out the How Do I Get Started with the Ajax Control Toolkit video. So we'll grab an instance of the numeric up-down extender control, drop that on my page. This just tells me that there's already an instance in the project because we started with that template type. And Here's our numeric up-down control extender. Now we can start to configure the properties. So as you'd expect, the first property that we need to configure is the target control ID. And in our case, it's our text box that we just added. Text box 1. Oops. And I'm going to use my preferred attribute or argument formatting mechanism here. So first thing we want to do is I want to specify a width. Oops. Side there. And I'm going to specify 120, which is what we said we want this these controls to all appear as. Now, in our case, this is really all we need for the first version of the demo, but I'm going to show you all of the other properties and flush them out to have non-values so that I can cut and paste them as we continue to build out the application. So the first thing I want to point out is this ref values argument. Ref values are what you can use if you want to iterate through some text values as opposed to increment and decrement numeric values, so we'll use that in a subsequent demo as well. Another thing that I mentioned was that you can specify a web service to call and a service method when you want to increment and decrement through by some algorithmic mechanism. So let's start with service up down up path. Sorry, you can specify different web service endpoints if you want to. So we'll say service up path, service down path, and again. I'm just setting them to null because we're not going to use them in this particular instance of the control, but I'm going to use this code through cut and paste. So, also, you can specify different different methods on each of those services. So we'll say service up method and service down method. Right. So notice, obviously, you'd have to select a different method for increment and decrement, or up and down, but we'd also want to, there's also the option, they don't have to live in the same ASMX file, so you can use different paths. Well, one other interesting option that you can do here is that you can specify target up and target down IDs, and what this lets you do is specify that rather than using the default up-down buttons, you want to use your own. So, for example, you can use an image. You can use image controls let those images represent the up and down or increment and decrement actions that you want your user to be able to take. So, with that, let's go ahead and fire up our application as it stands. And you'll see that we have the default value of 3 that we specified in our text field. As I click the up button, it increments. As I click the down button, it decrements. And note that because we haven't put any constraints on what these values need to be, we can go right past 0 into negative numbers. Right? So you can basically be as detailed as you want. So that's basic numeric up-down. Now let's go ahead and show how we can use the we can use reference values to let the user increment through values that have some semantic specifics to your application. So the first thing we'll do is instead of using a numeric value, let's say enter your let's make it birth month and use the up-down buttons to increment or decrement. And we'll provide a default month of July, which happens to be my birthday. The next thing that I need to do is let's create another instance of our extender control by using the magic of cut and paste. And in this case, we're going to extend textbox 2. And now we're going to go and add the ref values here. So these are going to be all of the months. So we'll add each of the values that we want the user to be able to iterate through, separated by semicolons. So January, April, May, June, July, August, September. Let's try spelling that right. close enough. I don't know what that's doing there. Oh. So a little cut and paste defect there. All right. Okay. And let's fix things up a little bit after my cut and paste error there. Okay, let's try that. Okay, so here you can see that we start with July as we specified in the text box, and as I press the up and down buttons, I iterate through all of the month values that we entered in the ref values argument. So, very clever way to provide the user the opportunity to not have to hand enter, but instead to select from values that have some semantic meaning inside your application. So next, let's again use the magic of cut and paste, and I'll grab our text box here. And in this case, rather than use sort of a default iteration, let's say, in this case, we'll let the web service choose a random value based on the user's action. Right, so what we'll do here is we'll call the web service, and if the the user has pressed the up or down button, that will specify which service is going to get called. And whether they press the up or the down button, the web service method will return a random value that's either greater than or less than whatever the user specified. So let's change our default value. We'll just start with a value of 500. Now let's grab create another instance of our up-down extender. We're going to extend textbox 3 here, and we don't care about these reference values. We're going to instead call a web service, so we're going to have to go ahead and define a web service. So let's say add a new item, select the web service, we'll use code behind, and we want to call this numeric up-down. So let's spell that right. Numeric up down. So here is a shell for our web service. The first thing that we want to do, of course, is we want to decorate this class with the script service attribute. So system.web.scriptservices.scriptservice. And this is necessary because this is going to be called through Ajax style JavaScript code as opposed to a full SOAP based client. We'll go ahead and use Hello World as the basis for our start. So first we're going to say next value. And we're not going to return a string. In fact, we're going to return an integer. And we're going to take a couple of input parameters. So let's first thing we're going to need is the current value. So we'll say current as integer. We're also going to want the tag, so we'll say tag as string. And now we can simply new up an instance of the .NET Framework's randomizer and call next. There we go. Call next. math.min, and let's see, 1,000 math.max between 0 and current, That ought to do it. Let's see. Okay. And now let's grab that and add a previous value function, which we'll just abbreviate as prev. And next 0 min let's see 1,000 and that ought to do it. Okay, so we've got their min and max functions. Now let's go ahead and configure all of the service specifics that we need to be able to call those service methods. So the name of our service path, since it's in this solution, is just going to be numeric up down asmx. And the service methods, the method for up will be next value, and for down will be previous value, okay. Let's go ahead and try it. So here we have our value starting at 500. If we press up, the value should increase by a random number. And again, if we press down, the value should decrease by a random number. Right? So that's just, you don't have to use those, obviously you don't have to use this particular mechanism by calling the service method for the increment and decrement functions in this fashion. You can, you can provide any application specific logic that makes sense. And now let's do one more. So let's grab our text field one more time. And change the direction a little bit here. So we'll say use the arrow images to increment and decrement the value in the field. And let's start with 0. Let's change the width here. We'll ratchet this down to 70. And we're going to need two image controls here. All right, so let's go find our standard ASP.NET image control. And we'll pop two of them in here. And in our case, we're going to specify an image URL. Images. down.gif and up.gif, and also let's specify some of the details. So we want the width to be 20, so these will get scaled if the image itself doesn't exactly fit what we want them to fit into in terms of the space. So let's specify a height and a width. And we'll make the up-down buttons the same. This is, again, because of an image. It's an image, so we can specify alternate text. You get the idea. Next, let's create a fourth and final instance of the up-down extender. Actually, let's work with this one. All right, and here we're going to specify the control IDs that we want to use for up and down. So we'll specify the up control ID is image 1, and the down control ID is image 2. Make sure we're extending the right text box 4. And now I'll fire off our application for one last time. So now, instead of the standard up-down button controls, we have the ones that are represented by the images that we specified, but the logic works the same way. So, you know, if it makes sense to have, you know, some other indicator up, down, or, you know, throttle up, throttle down, or whatever sort of images you might want to use, you're free to do that as well. And that's it. That's all it takes to use the numeric up, down extender control. It ships as part of the Microsoft AJAX Control Toolkit in a variety of different ways to help provide streamlined and nearly foolproof user input in your ASP.NET application.